Knowing the sensor so well, I could almost see the numbers cascading in his head as he mouthed, "Mass panic." Chill settled on the others, too. Kosala, Spain, while the Emperor's black-sleeved right hand formed its dreaded fist. Mason led this company of princes to a private room, and their guards made it more private yet, blocking the hall and switching all trackers to secure modes, which blocked transmission sharing, except with IDs cleared for top access like mine. "How many of you knew?" the Emperor began. Ando looked to Ganymede. "I knew about the break-in, and the Duke and the censor knew about the disruption to the lists. We agreed to keep things quiet. Disrupting tonight was obviously the criminal's intent." "You wanted to keep it from the press?" The Emperor scowled like a bust of grim Poseidon. "Since when are we powerful enough to battle rumor? Truth is water in a sieve. It's not enough to put your hand across the holes and hope."
"I don't see that is your business, Caesar."
Ganymede is too graceful to snap, but his voice did gain a flute-like piercing edge. "Only the humanist and Mitsubishi hives are directly involved, unless you think one of your members is behind it." Mason's dark eyes darkened. "How are your humanists involved?" The Duke President did not flinch. "We were targeted by the same criminals. If the details are unknown to you too, Caesar, then I must commend your Martin Guildbreaker for their discretion." The Emperor's bronze face softened a hair. "You brought Martin into the investigation?"
"Martin is leading the investigation," Ando took over, frankness in his voice.
"Black Sakura asked Romanova for a polylaw. Papadelius called Martin. I trusted it to them." Caesar's gaze held Ando's. "To Martin or to my son?" The chief director let his hands sink comfortably into the pond dark pockets of his suit. "To Martin. It didn't seem important enough to require JEDD Mason." Like Sniper, Ando used the Japanese nickname, Tycoon. An old one, remnant from when the child first appeared in the media's eye, riding wide-eyed on Hotaka Ando Mitsubishi's shoulders through the eternal overload of Tokyo. But since each power here has a different name for JEDD Mason, I will make them all the same for now, to reduce confusion. The Kanu device threatens more than just two hives.
"Much more," Chair Kosala added, moving to Caesar's side.
"That part is news to us." Ganymede ran his fingers through his golden mane, distracting everyone from the guilty glance Ando traded with Danae. "Your Martin is methodical. If they've not yet reported to Papadelius and myself about this Kanu device, I presume it is because, unlike this rash informant, Martin wanted to verify before they cried wolf to the wide world."
"But this is perfect." Chair Kosala's voice was light with hope. "We couldn't have anyone better than Jed for this."
Kosala does not use J.E.D.D. Mason's Indian nickname, Jagmohan, preferring the contraction Jed, like most cousins. "We can announce that they're already on the case, with Romanova and all seven hives behind them. No one could calm the public more," she smiled. "What do you say, Cornell?"
It is strange how Mason softens when he hears his name. He was a man once, with a given and surname like any other, but he almost never hears them anymore. Briar Kosala wields the charm best, dropping Cornell thoughtlessly like an ex-wife who can never quite shed the casualness learned in long years sorting one another's laundry. She is his wife, in a sense, in the world order, the gentle but all-powerful mom, caring for the 1.7 billion members of Earth's second-largest hive, a share of the household duties surpassed only by the father's 3.1 billion Masons. How could they not fall into the habit of debating over the other's heads, or meeting after the other's quarrel to gripe in private about kids these days?
"Yes," Mason pronounced.
I'll consent to leave it to my son.
Kosala turned to Ganymede.
Can we announce it from here? You have a press room.
I heard the Duke pause, frustration, I think, at the haste with which all powers settled on this invasion of his most sensitive Bash.
Of course. The King of Spain stepped forward, facing the august company with an air of graceful and unambitious authority, to which all but Ganymede could comfortably defer.
The announcement will be most powerful if you can say J.E.D.D. Mason's investigation has been ordered by all seven hives, as well as Romanova.
His Majesty's English is beautiful, decorated with French and Spanish vowels, as when gilding on leather makes a plain book into an objet d'art.
How many hives can we muster here?
The Emperor raised his hand, joined by the cousin chair, humanist president, and Mitsubishi executive director.
4,
the king counted.
And Gordian?
I'll call Felix Faust, Ando volunteered.
Kosala smiled.
Felix will have Gordian give Jed carte blanche.
Mason nodded as Director Ando stepped aside to make the call.
We also need Europe. Who's willing to call the outsider?
The outsider? Danae's nose wrinkled, as at a piece of rotten fruit.
Surely it is enough that His Majesty consents?
No.
The Emperor is never slow to crush ideas. The King only speaks for Spain now.
Europe's consent requires the new Prime Minister.
Grief made Danae's eyes sparkle the more.
Briar, you must agree with me that the king's word is enough.
See how the children turn to mom when father seems too strict?
Chair Kosala shook her head. Rules are rules. Is Perry here, Ganymede?
A subtle smirk touched the Duke's cheeks.
They're downstairs at the bar.
Kosala nodded. I'll call them.
Ando finished his call just as the cousin chair stepped aside for hers.
Felix is coming down from the tower overlook.
Danae's frown.
They didn't just consent?
They consented, but they're coming anyway. They want to see the looks on our faces.
Danae and Ganymede smirked in unison as if to say, of course.
I can think of no one who so enjoys watching the powers in a crisis as Gordian's leader, Brillist Institute Headmaster Felix Faust.
Headmaster Faust is 78 years old, past the 65 which medicine has made the midpoint of our lifespan, so he has the right to smile patronizingly on youngsters in their 40s. I imagine Faust's great predecessor, the cognitivist Adolf Richter Brill, had the same gaze 300 years ago, as fluent in reading brains as a programmer is fluent in the code which strikes lay eyes as gibberish.
Do you believe in it?
This is one of the great divides of our society, between those who follow Brill completely and those who respect him only as a step long past, like Aristotle or Freud. Felix Faust can do a full Brillist reading, pinpoint a new acquaintance on all 8 developmental scales in 9 minutes, often less. If you are not a Brillist, you must know the discomfort of feeling your inner self exposed by a method you can't completely disbelieve in, as if you knocked the deck from a tarot reader's hand, and she gave a penetrating look at the fallen cards, and then at you. Felix Faust and the other Brillists delight in the daily science game of their mental taxonomy, spotting a 7-5-13-9-3-9-3-11 by their diction, a 5-3-3-11-11-4-2-10 by their fidgeting, or basking in the presence of a rare 1-3-3-4-13-12-9-1, as Ganymede basks in a Louis XV chair. I do not know what rare number sets manifest in Mason, Ando, Kosala, Vivian, or Ganymede, nor could I understand those sets without years of training at the Institute, but Faust knows, and races now like an astronomer to some new fallen meteorite to chart these leaders' blinks and twitches as world panic begins.
Gordian makes 5.
the king counted. Masons, cousins, Mitsubishi, humanists. Does it make you feel better, reader, that even Chief Director Ando resorts to counting on his fingers to make certain he has all seven? Europeans, Gordian. That just leaves the Utopians. The leaders of those hives that have leaders frowned.
They won't object, Ganymede pointed out.
Ando shook his head. I know they won't object. But we have to ask them. Which do we call? This is a criminal case. But I don't know how to contact their chief of police, if they have one.
He looked to his wife.
Which Utopian did we deal with after the Chang embezzlement case?
Danae's gold brows sparkled as they knit in concentration. One with a sort of robotic fish world, I think. Or was it the one with the walking trees? Grand frère, which would you ask?
Ganymede gave a sparkling shrug. I can't keep the constellation straight.
Do not criticize the Duke. Not even I, and I have tried, can track that organized anarchy, which is more a unit of measure than a hierarchy, a school of fish, a gaggle of geese, a constellation of utopians. They did not pick the name for the reason you think. A constellation is a group of distant objects which form a tight whole from our perspective, but may really be light centuries apart. One, a nearby dwarf, a second, a giant 1,000 times as distant, a third, not a star at all, but a galaxy, which to our distance-blinded eyes seems just another speck. Just so, when Ando wonders, who runs their police? The answer may include some individuals, a wholly separate Bash, and a vast corporation somewhere which may never have met the others since all is done through casual cooperation. A constellation of utopians is a group which only seems a group to us because we seek familiar institutions in their government, as we use the shapes of beasts and heroes to make false sense of the sea of stars.
We could ask one of their senators, Ando proposed. They should know who their own police are.
Mason shook his head. Let my son speak to them. That is enough.
The others consented in silence, eager to forget the issue as Briar Casella returned with the outsider's answer.
Perry says they can't decide over the phone. They want to hear details from Ando and assurances from either you or me in person, Cornell. They say Ganymede and Felix may join us for the discussion or not, as they prefer.
The Duke scowled.
In other words, Perry wants to make a fuss before agreeing.
Mason took a long breath.
Only a fool signs a document without reading it. I will come.
Ganymede tossed his sun-bright hair.
I won't. I don't want the rumor milled claiming there was a secret meeting of the Big Six. That'll fuel the panic.
Chair Casella nodded. Agreed. If Cornell and Ando meet with Perry, we can go reassure the crowd.
A lonely sadness touched the long lines of her face.
Vivian, I imagine you must head back to Romanova.
The censor already had the aimless stare of one deep in calculation. The Duke President smiled pity on the couple.
Geroux, he called to one of his staff, take Vivian out the back way. Get them safely to a car. And find Su Hyun. They should be in the galleries.
A hidden door opened at once to offer Vivian exodus. The escort had to touch the censor's arm to wake him from his numbers.
Can I have Mycroft too?
He asked abruptly. The bronze of Mason's face hardened to iron.
Mycroft has much to answer tonight.
Down in the kitchens, I gave a little squeal. It is reflex, reader. I cannot see Caesar's black-sleeved fist grow tense without feeling the chill on my shoulders of death's wings passing close. The Duke knows when a thing cannot be hidden.
Mycroft is here, but I am finished with them. Vivian may take them, if no one objects.
Any of the powers could have raised a voice, but all looked to Stony Mason. He fingered out a message,
and down in the kitchen, the Imperial world cut through my other tracker feeds like siren through the noise.